You're listening to SBS News.
The assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is being labelled an attack on democracy by the political establishment. Police officer Kazuhisa Yamamura has made this comment so far about the suspect.
The suspect confessed that he committed the act as he had a grudge against a specific organisation and believed former Prime Minister Abe was part of it. We would like to refrain from getting into the details.
Mr. Yamamura says the suspect, who is identified as 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami, used a homemade gun and upon searching his property found more of them. Investigators are still working to determine whether Yamagami acted alone. Yamagami allegedly shot Mr. Abe twice, his bullets striking him in the chest and neck, causing cardiac arrest. CPR was performed on Mr. Abe at the scene until paramedics and a helicopter arrived to transport him to hospital, where a team of 20 doctors tried to unsuccessfully save his life. Japan is reeling over the shock assassination, where gun crimes are mostly uncommon. Prime Minister Fumiko Kishida describes the former Prime Minister as a colleague and friend who he spent a lot of time with.
The passing of Abe is very unfortunate, and I have no words. I would like to express my condolences from the bottom of my heart. He and I were both elected to Parliament at the same time. After we became Diet members, as a colleague and as a cabinet member supporting the Abe cabinet, he was a good friend of mine who I spent a lot of time with. We have lost a great politician who has made great achievements in various fields in order to open up the future of this country. Once again, I am deeply saddened that we lost him this way.
Japan's Deputy Cabinet Secretary for Public Affairs, Koichiro Matsumoto, says Mr. Abe wanted to keep serving his nation.
At 67 years old, he was still very much determined to serve the country he loved, he dearly loved. And Mr. Abe, as you know, served for two terms as Prime Minister between 2006 and 2007, and the second time, 2012 and 2020. So he's always remembered dearly by the Japanese people as the longest-serving Prime Minister of Japanese history, and he is such a kind person.
Queen Elizabeth has paid tribute to Mr. Abe in a written statement where she recalled his visit to Buckingham Palace in 2016. She says she has fond memories of meeting Mr. Abe and his wife, as well as his love for Japan, plus his desire to forge ever closer bonds with the United Kingdom. Here in Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the death of Mr. Abe is devastating news. He credits Mr. Abe's vision for the elevation of the Australia-Japan relationship in 2014 to the official level of special strategic partnership. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Abe was both a leader in the Indo-Pacific region and a giant on the world stage. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says he was good both to and for Australia.
Mr. Abe has been the closest of friends to Australia. We condemn this shocking act of violence. His death is tragic. It is devastating news for Japan and its people, for Australia and for the international community. His legacy was one of global impact and a profoundly positive one for Australia and its people. He will be greatly missed.
Tony Abbott's term as Australian Prime Minister overlapped with Mr. Abe's second stint as the Japanese leader. He credits Mr. Abe as the father of the Quad Security Alliance, which involves Japan, Australia, India and the United States. He says Mr. Abe was the most significant Japanese leader since the end of World War II. At the United Nations, the Security Council stood for a minute of silence to honour Mr. Abe, as well as former Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, who died in Spain at the age of 79 on Friday. Brazilian Ambassador to the United Nations and President of the UN Security Council for the month of July, Ronaldo Costa Filho, called for the minute of silence.
At the outset of the meeting, I should like, on behalf of the Security Council, to express our sadness and shock at the senseless assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan. Our sadness also extends to the passing of former President of Angola, José Eduardo dos Santos. The members of the Security Council express their condolences and deepest sympathy to Mr. Abe's and Mr. Santos' family and to the government and people of Japan and of Angola on these tragic losses. I would like now to ask all present to stand and observe a minute of silence in the memory of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President José Eduardo dos Santos.
US President Joe Biden says the former Japanese Prime Minister was deeply committed to strengthening US relations and pursuing an open and free Indo-Pacific region.
I'd like to say just a very few words about the horrific, shocking killing of my friend, Japanese Prime Minister Abe. I became acquainted with him when I was Vice President. I hosted him. He hosted me in Japan. I just stopped by the Japanese embassy to see the ambassador and sign a condolence book for the Japanese people. I knew him well. We worked together closely for years, and we spoke and consulted one another when I served as Vice President. And he was deeply committed to strengthening the alliance and friendship between the United States and Japan and pursuing an open and free Indo-Pacific region.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says plans for President Biden to travel to Mr. Abe's funeral have not been made yet.
So I don't have anything to share on the funeral travel. I believe that they haven't set a date yet for the former prime minister. We send our deepest condolences to former prime minister and his family and all those who loved him. The president and the American people stand with the people of Japan in their time of mourning. We have unwavering confidence in the strength of Japanese democracy and firmly believe that the former Prime Minister's legacy will live on. For as far as travel or funeral arrangements, I believe those have not been set, and I just don't have anything to share at this time.
Flags at the White House and outside the Japanese embassy in Washington, D.C. were flown at half-mast. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to Mr. Abe, who he considered to be a close friend.
Today is a day of irreparable damage and unbearable pain for me. My close friend and former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is no more amongst us. Abe was not only a friend of mine, but a reliable friend of India. During his tenure, our political relationship not only scaled new heights, but we also took forward our relationship of shared heritage. There are various projects going on in India in partnership with Japan thanks to him. Shinzo Abe will remain in the hearts of Indians for years.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed his condolences to Mr. Abe's wife, saying he was a compassionate, strong leader.
I want to offer my condolences to Akie Abe, the wife of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and to the rest of his family and loved ones. Our thoughts are with you and with the people of Japan today. I knew Shinzo for many years. He was a thoughtful, compassionate, strong leader who understood the importance of service, understood the importance of building a better world, better opportunities for his citizens, but stepping up and getting involved in issues around the world that really, really mattered. He was a great friend and a partner to Canada.
Residents of the Japanese city of Nara, where Mr. Abe was assassinated, left floral tributes, tea and even beer at the location where he was killed. Some residents, such as Mari Hirai, praised Mr. Abe for his economic policies.
There were many policies named after Shinzo Abe, such as Abenomics and Abe's mask, and I think he is the one who has led us through the difficult times of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm very sorry that he's gone. I feel shocked.
Nishikaiwa Shiori expresses sheer disbelief.
I still can't believe that Abe was shot dead. I felt shocked that such a thing could happen in Japan. I can't find proper words to describe my feelings now.
It was the first assassination of a sitting or former Japanese premier since the days of pre-war militarism in the 1930s. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.